A friendly greeting is extended to you, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Near Shore Radio. And my name, well, you guessed it, John Sievertson. In today's show, we remember the life of Terry Jones, born in Wales on the 1st of February, 1942. Terry Jones is perhaps best known for, well, being a elderly lady who just wants to order breakfast.
I don't like spam! Could I have egg, bacon, spam and sausage without the spam?
Is this the right one for an argument?
I've told you once.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I have.
When? Just now. No, this isn't an argument.
Terry Jones pushing the comedy used in Monty Python to, well, something bordering on somewhat surreal.
This is getting too silly.
Quite agree, silly, silly, silly.
Well, it certainly looks as though we're in for a splendid afternoon sport in this, the 127th Upper Class Twitter the Year show.
After all, we can credit the humor of Terry Jones with broadening our range of insults to include things like, well, this.
I fart in your general direction. Your mother was a hamster and your father smelt of elderberry.
It's not, it's pining.
It's not pining, it's passed on. This parrot is no more.
Terry Jones would go on after Monty Python to write and create several critically acclaimed children's books. Terry Jones proved that after Monty Python, he was on to other creative enterprises.
And now for something completely different.
Nobody expects the Spanish Inquisition, but our two weapons are fear and surprise and ruthless efficiency. Our three weapons are fear and surprise and ruthless efficiency and an almost fanatical devotion to the Pope.
His interest in early English history and the exploits of medieval knights could be easily seen in some of the writing of Terry Jones.
Who goes there? It is I, Arthur, son of Uther Pendragon from the castle of Camelot, king of the Britons, defeater of the Saxons, sovereign of all England.
What? None shall pass.
Now stand aside, worthy adversary.
'Tis but a scratch, just a flesh wound. All right, we call it a draw.
When he was asked how he wanted to be remembered, he said, as a writer of children's books or as a historian. Those were some of my best bits. Saluting Terry Jones and closing with the Welsh National Anthem. Thank you for listening, and this has been John Sievertson.
He's not the Messiah. He's a very naughty boy.
Well, that's all for now. And so until next week,